Modernism. Now, we've talked a bit about it in recent times here on Blueprint. We've found it in architecture. We've even found it in Bakelite radios. But inner beauty, we have saved that. And by inner, I mean interior design. An idea so good, it had to be invented. Marion Hall Best was an interior design legend, often credited with having brought this idea of modernism to the Australian interior. A new exhibition, the Museum of Sydney, is celebrating that legacy. Michael Leck is curator. He's in Sydney too. Michael, welcome.
Thank you very much.
What an amazing woman. An early 20th century journey from Dubbo to modernity.
Indeed. And it's hard to believe, you know, she had such an impact. You know, she started off life studying nursing, of all things, because her father encouraged her to do that. Her father was a doctor. She quickly tired of that because she was always interested in the arts and, you know, eventually made her way towards designing, especially interiors.
And colour was very much part of what she did. I wonder whether there's something of rural Australia in that, in Marion Best's great fondness for vividness.
There definitely was. She was very influenced by her surroundings. She loved flowers, from her mother's cut flowers right through to her interior design schemes, the flowers always appeared. And the colours inspired her definitely. She thought that the softer colours, like the pastels and so on, might be okay for Northern Europe, but they were no good for Australia. In fact, you had to have stronger colours in Australia. You had to have strong, bright, clear colours. They were suitable for Australia, and on top of that, she thought they inspired creativity. So they went beyond just being good to look at, you know.
But she's doing this. I mean, this is the extraordinary thing when you look at her work and imagine the world in which she was designing interiors in the 30s and 40s in this country. Either that was an extraordinary time beyond sort of our sort of current understanding of it, or that she was really, I mean, so far ahead of it and also maybe having to create a difficult path for herself.
Well, there weren't many other independent interior designers around when she started, but she was inspired by artists. She was friendly with Thea Proctor and other artists in the 1920s and 30s, and she took classes with them. And she her philosophy was to try and recreate in a three-dimensional space something that maybe an artist would create. That was... you know, there were client restrictions, of course. You couldn't always do that. But her idea was that the inspiration from modernist colours, could be applied to a three-dimensional space.
Were there particular clients who were real enablers of her work?
Yes, definitely. And from what I understand from former staff as well, was that although there were other clients who perhaps you might consider more conservative, it ended up that people who were interested in her colours came to her. You know, they were the ones who really wanted her to design interiors for them. And I suppose, like in our exhibition, we focus on one family, the Crebbins. Dick and Joan Crebbin were... Dick was a businessman, but they were big collectors of modernist art, and so they wanted to complement that modernist art with a modernist interior. And right, you know, from the 50s through to the 70s, she designed houses for them and office spaces, and they were a very important client to her.
And perhaps that's the tricky thing for us to imagine now, is this enthusiasm for a particular aesthetic movement that's, you know, that people are really wanting to inhabit and indulge themselves in, soak themselves in.
Yes. And look, I mean, Marion was a bit unlike most other interior designers as well. She many other interior designers were using, say, antiques or older furnishings and furniture. Marion tended not to. She was importing the latest international modernist furnishings, and so she, her aesthetic was quite different in that sense.
Michael Leck is curator of Marion Hall Best Interiors, and that's a new exhibition. Museum of Sydney is the place to go for that. A philosophy at work here, Michael, in Marion's work?
Definitely. And the philosophy is partly derived from modernism, and that was this idea in the 1920s and 30s that good design can improve your life in all sorts of ways that you didn't expect. Everything from, you know, a house to a teaspoon could be designed better, and Marion followed that through, but she went a step further in the sense that she thought that colours especially were a way of inspiring people and inspiring creativity.
Colours and fabric, of course.
Yes, of course. She thought that modern furniture was... some of the modern furniture that was being produced in the 50s and 60s was quite sculptural, and she... that inspired her to create interiors that, you know, went a long way beyond what was typical.
This is, I mean, an interesting thing. I mean, we have this career which begins in the 30s and 40s, but by the 50s, I guess people are more experimental, are happy to experiment in the sort of palette that Marion is familiar with. It's a time, you know, she sort of grew into her moment.
That's true, although there is an exception to that in the sense that, well, firstly, in the 50s, there are a lot more colours became available just to the average person. Mm. The technology improved so that you could have a wider range of colours. But the fashion, for instance, for feature walls in the 1950s, Marion thought ridiculous because she thought that why make one colour stand out? The whole room had to complement, you know, had to harmonise. You couldn't just have one colour. So even though she grew into her time, she still had a particular philosophy that was strongly derived from, you know, from modernism you know, the complete interior.
Well, and that sense of the complete interior too, and of sculpting the interior around the purpose of a room. What are we going to do in here, and how does that determine how we should make it appear?
Yes, exactly. And I mean, you know, Marion's, she was quite fascinated with, you know, colour and different furnishings. And she went, you know, around the world sourcing a lot of these furnishings. She went to Europe and North America and Asia. And she actually, for instance, in places like Thailand and in India, where she sourced silks and cottons, she got them to design particular colourways for her, which were outside of their normal range. And in the case of the cottons, they were called the M design because they were particular to Marion. And so, you know, her aesthetic, I suppose, went beyond just the ordinary.
And in 1967, a brush with Mary Quant. Tell us about that.
Well, one of the things that Marion did, which created a lot of publicity for her and made her better known amongst just the general public, was that she created display rooms. Some of these display rooms, which were open to the public, were organised by the Society of Interior Designers of Australia, and they were often charity events. But you'd get 10 or 12 interior designers designing these rooms which were open to the public. Often they were named or inspired by particular people. In 1967, Marion designed a room called a room for Mary Quant, the famous fashion designer from swinging 60s London, and Mary Quant didn't have any role in the actual design of the room. Marion was just inspired by what Mary Quant was doing and created quite a remarkable interior, a whole lot of different pinks and shades of red and so on, with latest, you know, these modernist furnishings from all over the world. And it was quite eye-popping, really. Zara
Livable,
Holt,
do you think?
Well, it's. I think it possibly was. That's the thing. You're never quite sure until you're in it. Yeah. You know, you think, well, could I ever live in it or not? But you know, but Zara Holt, the former Prime Minister's wife, opened the exhibition, and it was commented in the paper that although there was another room on display in the exhibition which was designed supposedly for her, she preferred Marion Best's own room because it was very swinging and very pink.
Has she sort of drifted a little into obscurity? I mean, has this been a journey of discovery for you as well, putting this together?
It has been a journey of discovery, absolutely. And meeting up with some of her former staff has been really wonderful. It's quite interesting because interior design, unlike say furniture design or art, where you have a canvas or sculpture, interior design often gets replaced or you know it wears out, and so we don't have many reference points other than some of the old photographs and as well as some of the furnishings that you know perhaps the interior designers used. And so the public aren't constantly aware of a particular designer's work, unlike, say, as I said, an artist, for instance.
Great value of an exhibition of this sort to restore that record.
Yes.
Michael, thank you. An interesting thing to see. We will explore and be amazed. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Michael Leck, he is curator of Marion Hall Best Interiors, opening Museum of Sydney, running until the 12th of November. So stacks of time